Last month, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested and detained a father of three in Albion. WXXI's Noelle Evans has been looking into how local law enforcement do and do not cooperate with ICE operations around the Rochester region and New York State.
I would have never thought this would have happened to one of my close family. Just unbelievable right now.
On July 16, an Orleans County family found themselves the target of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation.
My uncle was going to work, and he got pulled over by the ICE patrols, and he got detained, gone to Batavia.
ICE officers arrested Antonino Hernandez Bautista and brought him to a federal detention center in Batavia. Officers then went to the family's Albion house for his wife, Lucila, who was with their oldest daughter.
I didn't open the door, and later they said, if you don't open the door, we'll come back with a judge's order, and we're going to take you with us, and we're going to take your kids.
It all took place within Orleans County, Sheriff Randy Bauer's jurisdiction. Despite multiple attempts and multiple messages left with his secretary over 2 weeks, Bauer did not return requests for comment. Orleans is one of 9 counties in the Rochester regional area, all surrounding or encompassing the city of Rochester, which, as Deputy Mayor James Smith says, is a designated sanctuary city.
If ICE is going to be targeting immigrants and refugees, it's not something we support, and it's not something we're going to assist them with.
That said, those 9 counties surrounding the city are not sanctuary counties. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter says that their law enforcement cooperates with ICE as it would with any other federal agency. They do not, he says, go beyond their limits as local law enforcement.
I do not ask my deputies, to go look at people for federal immigration status or look at, or even when we pull someone over, it shouldn't be a question we're asking what their immigration status is. We're enforcing New York State vehicle and traffic law in that example. So with that being said, if an ICE agent is calling for help or an ICE agent needs assistance, just like an FBI or DEA agent, we'll of course help them. They're law enforcement.
It's about the same to the east of the city in Wayne County. Out here, it's more rural. There are more farms. And there's a large population of migrant workers. Sheriff Barry Vert says that his department, like Baxter's, also cooperates with ICE.
If someone committed a crime and we arrested them, and then during our investigation, we found out that they were here unlawfully, we would report that to ICE.
Generally speaking, crimes could include misdemeanors, such as petty larceny or resisting arrest. Vert said that in the past, ICE has housed inmates from the Batavia Detention Center in the Wayne County Jail, but ICE agents haven't requested to do so recently. However, none of the counties around Rochester are involved in a voluntary ICE program, 287G.
287G is basically a program that ICE has that I would send, if I wanted to participate, which I don't, you would send a deputy that would go through their training, and then they would act as a dual agent. They would act as a county deputy sheriff, and they would also act as a federal ICE agent.
Only one county in New York participates, and that's Rensselaer County next to Albany. It's one of 89 law enforcement agencies in the country that are registered. Rensselaer County Sheriff Pat Russo says he's happy with the decision.
Because I think it's important to remove a criminal element from society, whether it means if you're a citizen and you go to prison or if you're an illegal alien and you go back to wherever you came from.
2 of his correction officers went through the training program, paid for by the federal government. According to the memorandum of agreement between ICE and the sheriff's office, trained officers can serve arrest warrants for immigration violations, issue immigration detainers, as well as detain and transport arrestees to detention facilities for deportation. They also receive funds for housing arrestees.
If we house the inmate in here, we get paid $97 a day to house that inmate.
There is no uniform approach, and that makes a precarious situation for immigrants who are awaiting their legal status or who are undocumented. Back in Monroe County, Sheriff Baxter calls for consistency.
Put yourself in the shoes of the immigrant. If you go to one jurisdiction, you could do or be fined, and you go to another jurisdiction, you can't be fined. That's not the way law is supposed to be written. That's not the way we're supposed to be enforcing law in America. It should be consistent as possible.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.